Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today. My name is Saida Brown, and I am so glad to be with you today. I am jumping out of my skin. Many of you will probably listen to this podcast as it's streamed through iTunes or listen to it later through my website. But for those of you who are listening live, I want to say welcome. And I just saw a very dear friend of mine log into the chat room. What's up, D? I'm so happy to see you in the chat room. I am so excited to just see old friends and people that you've known just for so long. So it's very refreshing, and I'm smiling inside because it means a lot to me when people just are like, hey, Sai, I'm still thinking about you, and take the time out of their day to listen to one of the podcasts or just shoot me a message on my blog or hit me up on Facebook. So that really means a lot to me. So what's up, Dee? I'm glad to see you. And I'm very happy to see we have so many listeners. You can always listen to the podcast by dialing 347-633-9113. And so that way when we're on live, you can listen right through your landline or your cell phone. It's totally up to you. I also want to say good morning to Lavinia's big fat sigh. I got to be careful when I hear big fat sigh because everyone calls me Sai. But she spells it S-I-G-H, and I'm S-A-I, so I don't feel like Lavinia is saying, hey, big fat sigh. So it's all good, and I see we have some guests, so welcome to the guests to Sai Brown today. I'm just excited to see everyone. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you miss anything, you can always log on to SaiBrown.com, where I have all of the information and past shows. Just you can just listen. Or you can listen on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So big shout out. Lavinia just put LOL, never that. I know, I'm just teasing you all. I'm just teasing and having fun to just, you know, get the mood lightened up. We have a good talk today, and it's about power. It's about power, and it's really about the power within. And I have to say that I never thought of myself as a powerful person. I'm sorry. You know, there's people in the chat room right now who have known me for more than 10 years. Ironically enough, most of the friends that I have on Facebook and my blog, they've known me since I was in high school. And quite honestly, my network on Facebook is probably, the biggest network is probably from high school. And one of my girlfriends said, you still talk to people from high school? You betcha. Those are the best friends. One of my close friends, Nick, is calls me sometimes 5:30 in the morning. Good morning, Sai. It's time for prayer. So, yes, it's good to see that. But what has happened is over the years, just kind of as we come into our own, you start to understand how much power you really, really have. And it's not power in a sense of having a ego or, you know, just, you know, having this big head trip, but it's really about understanding who you are. That's what I really consider power. To me, power is understanding who you are and having the ability to get things done. That's power to me. And when I look at it, I just say, well, wait a minute, you know what? I guess I am a pretty powerful person, but it's not meant in a way that I'm big and you're small. So in prepping for today's show, I'm thinking to myself, if we all understood our power, just at whatever level you are or wherever you are on the journey, how much more could we actually get done during the course of a day? So I want to share a couple things with you just about power and a couple of my experiences. But the scripture that I'm getting ready to share with you, and I really rely on the Bible very, very heavily, regardless of what religion you are or what affiliation you are, it's important that you understand that there's something out there, a bigger entity, more powerful, bigger and stronger than you. That's the beginning of understanding your power. Once you understand that there's something out there bigger, stronger, mightier, bolder than you, you start to understand your own power and how you're actually a co-creator in your own life, which, you know, some would probably feel could be a little, that could be, you know, walking on eggshells with that statement. But if you really think about it and understand that we all have free will, we are co-creators of our life, no matter how you look at it. When we wake up and have a decision, either I'm going to work or not going to work, we have to deal with the fallout of our decision every day. And I always say the lives we lead are based upon the decisions that we make. So, yeah, in fact, we are co-creators with God in our lives. And as we start to understand our power, we start to understand better how to actually maneuver through life successfully. The scripture that I will be sharing with you really talks about the power within. And just as I read the Bible, I always pull out little scriptures that I think and believe would be a blessing to others. And it comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. It's actually a pretty common scripture. I know many churches, when service is over, they'll read the scripture, or just, you know, just in general. But let me read this to you. And the Word of God reads as follows, and I'm reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, and it's talking about a prayer for the Ephesians. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Listen to this. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. That is some good stuff right there. That's some good teaching, because let's look at this really quickly. If we understand that the universe really wants us to have a good life. The term good is so relative. The term good is very relative. It's relative because once we understand that everything that happens in our life happens for our greatest good, then we start to understand how each person plays their position in our journey. Think about it. You may know someone. Let me give you a perfect example. Let me take it to something really personal. Many of you know my mom died from cancer, and I watched her suffer. And I thought that was the most horrible thing to go through. I'm like, you know, this really sucks. Why is God making me go through this? I didn't do anything. My mom didn't deserve that. But you know what I did? After my mom transitioned and I watched the whole experience, I immediately hit the ground running, spreading the word to help women get themselves checked, raise awareness about reproductive cancers, da, 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 da. You guys all know the story. Then we did the event at Madison Square Garden last year. Now here we are a year and a half later. It wasn't about her. It was about the good of the people, the good of many. And there's many, many scriptures in the Bible that talk about the sacrifice of one for the good of many. And the more powerful you become, the more sacrifices you will personally make for the good of many. However, you need to understand that the power to do that effectively and efficiently is already within you. Let me repeat that. The more powerful you become, the more you will start to understand the personal sacrifices you need to make for the good of many. And it's really not something that's easy to digest. I can tell you, for me, I was like, I'm not doing that. That's not me. That has nothing to do with me. Actually, it does. Sorry, Saida, it does. It has a lot to do with me. It has to do with my destiny and the journey and my journey in life. Remember, everything that happens, happens for our greatest good. So when we look at that, we look at, wow, we have the power inside of us to understand the circumstances so that we can feel comfortable making the necessary sacrifices for the good of many. That's what it's really about. That's how humanity progresses. That is truly how humanity progresses. Once we extract our ego, we pull our ego totally out of it, like it has nothing to do with us. We're able to look deep, 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 deep down inside into our belly and start doing things you never knew you had the ability to do. A friend of mine was faced with foreclosure, And many of you know the whole housing market has been a mess these last few years. And, you know, she goes to work, does her thing, does what she's supposed to do. But once she was faced with difficult and trying financial times, she had to kick in. Something had to kick in for her to be able to sit and get the letters and call the bank and follow up with the bank and call the mortgage company and then negotiate with the bank and then go back to the mortgage company and then go back to her job and then start shifting allotments from her paycheck and then start moving. Do you know how much power that requires? It's funny. A lot of people don't understand how much power that they really have until their back is against the wall. Listen, stop taking the easy road out, people. We can't do it. There's too many lives at stake for us to sit back and lamp and chill and hang out and, you know, let me see how this is going to flow. You can't. You have to have some skin in the game, and you have to take a proactive approach to your life. And when you understand that you are powerful, according to this scripture, who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, you have that all swirling up inside of you. All up and through you, once you decide to make a conscious decision to move forward and help humanity, you start glowing and stuff on the inside. Think about it. There's some people in your life that you just say, you know what, there's something different about this person. I can't put my finger on it. That's somebody who has owned their power. I'm sure we all know somebody in our life where you just look at them and be like, dang, They're just a little bit different. That's somebody who has made a conscious decision to own their power. And you know what? You have the exact same ability. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, says you can do more than you can even ask or you can even think because of the power that is within you. And it's more than just knowing you have the power. It's having the will to use that power to move humanity forward and then be willing, graciously willing, to accept the sacrifices that come along with it. I thank you for your time this morning, and I truly, truly hope that as of today, you actually look at yourself and start owning your power. Understand that words mean something, your actions mean something. People are watching. I don't care what you think. Somebody is watching and somebody is seeing. I hope that you just take a look at yourself, go back and read Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, and know that the universe wants you to own your power, to move humanity forward, and have the courage to make the necessary sacrifices for yourself to help humanity. Thank you so much for listening today. And in parting, I always share with you that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Big shout out to everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you. We had a lot of guests today in and out. And I see Rabbit Pro and Lavinia's big sigh. It's all good. I see your little smiley face. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you soon.